right, it's a Tuesday. Let's head to FHN, and it's the Dial-A-Doc program. Joining us here today, she's the infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development. Margie Kochmeyer's back with us. Hey, Margie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, topic is flu season and flu shots. Let's first of all define the flu. When we talk or hear about the flu in the news, it's not the stomach flu we're talking about, right?
That's correct. It's the seasonal viral illness, the influenza, the one that causes body aches, cough and fever, the one we can protect ourselves with the annual flu vaccine.
And what are the symptoms of the flu, and how dangerous is it?
Well, the symptoms are the respiratory things, the cough, the fever, the high fever. It's not like a cold. It's different than that. The danger is that people don't think that it's a big deal, but every year 36,000 people in the United States die from it. So think about the population of Freeport at 25 or 26,000. That's a lot of people that die from this every year. So the danger is the life-threatening complications that can affect people once they get the flu.
Now, I did see the national news, just a little clip, but this isn't well-publicized, so I'm glad we're talking about this today, is that the vaccine may be delayed this year. Tell us about this. What's going on?
Well, every year we want a vaccine that's as effective as what we can get. And one of the ACE strains, the H3N2, is a very challenging virus because it changes frequently. So the World Health Organization delayed the flu manufacturing because they wanted to continue to watch this for a while. You know, we've talked in the past, when you hear H3N2 is going to be the circulating strain, we know that we are in for a hard flu season, and it's a hard strain to match, but it doesn't mean that you don't take the flu shot. You want to protect yourself. As far as delays, we are scheduled, and we will be on track to start our flu vaccines about the third week in September.
I know that the medical community watches Australia because they've just been going through their winter. That's where you're taking a look at all that stuff. Is there anything different about this year's vaccines?
Well, both A strains, the H1N1 and the H3N2, have been updated. And we do that because we want to match it as good as we can for the virus that we think will be circulating. So it's not unusual to see that. The American Academy of Pediatrics updated their recommendations. So for the first time in 3 years, the nasal vaccine, which is the live, will be available again. So, and there is some criteria that you have to meet. Kids have to be at least 2 years old to get it. You can't be over the age of 49 as an adult to get it. So there are some things that we have to watch. As far as Australia, they had a bad season, and they saw early flu. They saw it hard, three times as much, and they saw H3N2, which is unfortunate.
Oh, okay. All right. Does this, all this information you're giving us here today about the flu and the flu season coming up, does it change anything in terms of who should get the vaccinations this year?
Not at all. It doesn't change anything about who should be taking the vaccine. The CDC still says persons 6 months and older should take a flu shot every year. Pregnant women should always check with their provider before taking a flu shot. And remember, it's still the most effective way to prevent the spread of the virus. Each year, specialists study this so that they can match what they think will be our circulating strain for the year.
Now, I know you're talking about different strains of the flu, and then one vaccine doesn't necessarily protect people from all of the strains. Is it possible, then, you're telling me that even if I get a flu shot, I may get the flu?
You know, even with the best match strain, you're only going to be covered about 60%, which is still good, but it means that if you are in contact with someone who has the flu, you have a 40% chance of getting it. If you do get the flu a couple days after you've gotten the vaccine, you were probably already exposed. Remember, it takes 2 weeks for that flu shot to take hold.
When should we all get the flu shot? When should this happen?
Get it as soon as it becomes available, because it takes 2 weeks. If we see early flu like Australia did, we should be well prepared by the time it gets here.
And what about treatment at home now? If symptoms, and tell us a little bit about the symptoms again, but then also symptoms that become to such a point that maybe you should seek medical care from a provider. Tell us about that.
Remember that the flu is a virus, so antibiotics are not going to work for it. If you get in within about 48 hours and you think you have the flu and you see your provider, antiviral such as Tamiflu can be ordered for you. You can treat flu symptoms at home. You'll have the body aches, the fever. You can use Tylenol. For the cough, there's over-the-counter medications. And when you go to the pharmacy, there are so many choices. Don't be afraid to ask the pharmacist to help you make a choice. Drink a lot of fluid so you stay hydrated. Contact your provider if you think you have the flu. The emergency medical treatment that you may need will be like chest pain, anything persistent, fevers or coughs in kids if their skin becomes blue or they become dehydrated. But most importantly, stay home when you're sick.
And what about the at-risk groups, children and seniors? Tell us about that in terms of symptoms. And then should they maybe sooner than other people maybe seek professional help?
Well, with kids, and we see a lot of kids, it seems like under the age of six, that are positive for the flu. They don't have strong immune systems. They don't know not to touch their face when they're in public, so they do become sick. Older people have chronic conditions, so they have more of the heart disease or the diabetes, that when they get sick, some of those symptoms are worse for them. So absolutely, if they are seeing signs of the flu, they should call their provider.
And what can people keep in their homes and how can people keep their homes and workplaces healthier?
You know, the best thing they can do is take vaccine and not get the flu, but wash your hands with soap and water, hand sanitizer, so you're not transmitting anything, or, you know, when you eat, you're not transmitting it to yourself. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth in public. Keep the air humidified. Once you start turning on that furnace and drying out the air, people think that flu bugs, like, you know, they won't survive in cold air, but they like the cold air. They float on the dry air, and then we breathe it in. Wipe things down that are shared, especially in your work environment. If you're sharing a phone or a computer or a table, they should be wiped down in between. And at home, the high-touch things, TV remote, light switches, the handles on the refrigerator, and get good sleep, 6 to 8 hours a night.
And I know that you guys are prepared at FHN. You've got the germ robots working, don't you?
We do, and we take that in, and we even take it out to schools when they have outbreaks of disease. We load it up on a truck and take it out to the schools, and we have zapped classrooms and cafeterias and locker rooms.
And all of your employees do get flu shots, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right. Margie, great information. What about if people would want to learn more about the flu? How could they find out more information?
You can go to our FHN.org website where we have up-to-date information, and then use reputable sources like WebMD or flu.gov.
All right. Very good. Margie, always great information. I can't believe we're talking flu already, but it is that time of year, right?
Yes, it is. We got to stay on it.
All right. Very good. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you.
Margie Kochmeyer here today, infection preventionist, clinical quality and professional development at FHN. And that's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. The preceding today brought to you this morning by FHN.